Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the broadcast. We're going to continue right on in a message I've entitled On Believing God, and we're looking at a momentous time in the life of a man named Zacharias, who was the father of John the Baptist. Let me read just a few verses of chapter 1 in the Gospel of Luke. Verse 11 says, "And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell on him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. And thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John. And thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. For he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink. And he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Yeah, I'm just going to pause for a minute. We have often felt that the Lord has called us, the body of Christ, in this hour to be as John the Baptist. In the time of Jesus, God called John the Baptist as a single individual to proclaim the emergence of Jesus, to usher in his earthly ministry. But beloved, now there's not just one person, it's the entire body of Christ who's saying, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made plain, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. O Zion, that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountains, and say unto the cities of Judah, Behold your God." Hallelujah. Praise God. Fear not. That's the word of the Lord to us, that we need to be bold in our testimony. But what happened? In verse 18, Zechariah said unto the angel, "Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man. My wife is well stricken in years." And the angel answering said unto him, "I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto thee, and to show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb, and not able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season." And so this godly, righteous man, a priest of the Lord, didn't believe God. And the point of reading and meditating on the Word of God is to relate it to our lives today. There is a parallel that can't be lost here. He was a priest in the temple of the Lord. He walked in submission to the commandments of God. Yet when God started to answer his prayer, he disbelieved God. And beloved, this is happening to us today. Human nature hasn't changed. We have the Word of God, especially in this nation, preached to us, until some people, they have so much of the Word, it's like they're choking. Yet all the preaching, all the church going, all the programs has not given them the power the Bible says his body in this earth is to possess. They don't have the victory the Bible says is theirs. Why? Well, The reason is they won't believe that God is doing a new thing. They may have done everything in their church their pastors told them to do, yet they still don't have the power, the authority over Satan that Jesus plainly states he gives to his people. Now, in some respects, sometimes in some pulpits, they don't believe in the miraculous. So how can the people be fed? But in those places where the word of God is faithfully preached and spoken, the fullness of the gospel that many in our own weakness and our own shortcomings, we may even believe the word of God. We admit that it's true, but somehow when it comes right down to it, way down deep inside, we know that God wants to do miracles for other people, but it's hard to believe that he wants to do it in our own lives. And we're very honest before the Lord. We have to admit that's true. We can be just like Zacharias. When God says, I really want to do this, that we it's hard to believe. We've had years of experience where prayer hasn't been answered. And we stumble over the reality of the fact that God says, now is the time I want to do it. Beloved, there's a door opening for many of you in the Spirit right now. I sense that I'm just going to stop in my message. And there is an open door that God wants you to go through. And if you will do that, you will see the realization, the fulfillment of what you've been praying about, not only in your personal life, but also as it relates to ministry. They're intertwined. And brother, sister, I'm speaking to you now in the authority of the Lord. God is moving on your heart. Whenever there's the gifts of the Spirit, a prophetic word or a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom, beloved, there is a bearing witness in your own spirit. And if you're bearing witness right now, it's because the Lord wants to encourage you. Don't be afraid. You know, the Lord encouraged Moses. He was fearful. He gave him signs. He said, cast down that rod you've got. And it turned into a serpent. And Moses ran from it. And he says, now pick it up. And he grabbed it by its tail and it was back to being a rod. He stuck his hand in his chest, and his hand became leprous. He took it out, and it was clear. It was leprous, and then he put it back in. It was healed. God wants to do so many things to relieve us of our fears. But beloved, if the Spirit of the Lord has been moving into you, and your spirit is bearing witness, the Lord is saying, "Don't be afraid. It is me. Go through that door, and you will see that I will make a way for you. I will answer your prayers as you've been holding out and holding on to me." The Lord just wants you to know that he's going to make a way for you. Beloved, the slogan of this ministry for over 50 years is to preach the whole word for the whole man, to the whole world, without fear or favor or compromise, to any group of people, to any organization, to any denomination. We're non-denominational. We just preach what the Word of God says. We're definitely full gospel. We believe in the power of God. We believe God's people should be empowered just as they were on the day of Pentecost. That word that was given, as you read the book of Acts, when Paul came to the Ephesians 19th chapter, he said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? Obviously, there's an empowering God's people need to have, and he desires to give it to every believer. Why? For the same reason he told his disciples to tarry in Jerusalem, because you need to receive the power, to be endued with power from on high. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us that ability, that anointing. Now, countless precious people who are walking without this empowering, and beloved, we have to understand that it is for all of us. They may love God, the sweetest people you could ever see, but there is an empowering God wants to give to his people. We have to believe the word of God. Many people today would be free if they would just possess what they have professed for many years. Zacharias was a priest, yet he disbelieved God, as I read the passage. He would not accept the words of the angel of the Lord, what Gabriel told him. And in his carnal mind, he was looking at reality. He was past the age of seeing his wife, who was barren, conceiving a child. But you know what? You don't have any problems that a miracle from God can't solve. God, beloved, does the impossible. There are no problems that you face that God cannot answer, cannot make a way, cannot unravel. is there anything too hard for our God? And the reason God moves in a miraculous manner is that no man on earth can claim that he did it. It's done miraculously so that he and he alone will receive the honor and the glory as the all-powerful and glorious God of the universe. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Church of Jesus Christ, beloved, is going to bring forth a man-child that is going to be bone of his bone, flesh of his flesh, members of his body in particular. God is raising up people who will be his hands, his feet, his mouthpiece in the earth. There's a beautiful passage in Isaiah, the 66th chapter, and let me just turn to it. Verse 6 says, a voice of noise from the city, a voice from the temple, a voice of the Lord that rendereth recompense to his enemies. Before she travailed, she brought forth. Before her pain came, she was delivered of a man-child. Who hath heard such a thing? Who has seen such a thing? Shall the earth be made to bring forth in one day? Shall a nation be born at once? For as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to birth and not cause to bring forth? Shall the, saith the Lord, shall I cause to bring forth and shut the womb, saith the Lord. Obviously, this is a specific reference to the birth of Israel. That did happen in one day. But we can relate it to the spiritual work that God is doing in this earth in relation to his body. There is one new man, beloved, Jew and Gentile alike. Praise God. And Unveiled Christ Ministries has been called to preach the word of God, not only to the lost, but to the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we are going to put the devil to flight in the authority and power of the name of the Lord. We've been called, you and I, to preach his word. Hallelujah. Well, my time has flown by, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. I invite you to tune in tomorrow as we continue on in this message, and I'm praying for you every day, beloved. UCM partners, thank you for your faithful prayer support, your financial giving. Without your help, we couldn't remain on this station. We look to the Lord, not to any individual, no group. God has sustained us for over 50 years, but I want you to know that I pray for you, my UCM spiritual family, as well as my radio family. You may never written, but if the Lord's moving on you, you better obey him because he's got a reason for doing it. God bless you. I love you with all my heart. I'm on the station because I want to see you just loosed in the power of God. Hallelujah. We're in a new day, beloved, a new season. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.